those who hold, who keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that's what happened. The devil is enraged with us, the church. And I would like you to know that God never fails us, and He always there for us. As we see prophecy fulfilled and moving to the end of time, God is with us. Let us pray for our message this morning. Father God in heaven, we lift our eyes and ask for Your Holy Spirit to come down on us. As our heart tremble with fear because of the devil's wrath, let us look on the cross of Jesus Christ. For there we find hope and assurance that You are with us and You soon come and take us home. Bless us today in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The short message this morning is entitled, The Blood of the Paschal Lamb, The Blood of the Passover Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22 says, without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. A family was involved in a traffic accident. Mike was the youngest of two brothers, was seriously injured, needed a blood transfusion. Brother Danny, about 8 years old, had the same blood type. So his father sit Danny down and said, Danny, it is very important that you help give your blood to save your little brother. With silence, he responded, Daddy, I can give my blood to save my little brother. At the hospital, the pint of blood was drawn out of Danny's vein. And after the needle was separated from him, Danny burst into tears and said, Father, Daddy, when do I die? Father suddenly realized little Danny misunderstood his instructions of how, why he was giving blood. Danny thought that he would die after the blood transfusion. Yet, still had agreed to help his little brother. Danny was willing to give his life to save his one and only little brother, Mike. But my friend, this morning, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of God, was willing to take his life on the cross of Calvary just to make sure there is a second chance of salvation available for all of us. That what is all about the communion is to celebrate what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. It's the victorious plan of salvation that Jesus shed the blood on the cross. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. As we ponder over and we come this morning to wait upon, take part of the communion, I would like to take your attention to the book of Exodus, chapter 12. There we discover the first Passover and the first communion ever took in the land where the people of God were slaves and suffered. Book of Exodus, chapter 12. The people of God were suffered, were slaves. And God delivered them from the nations, giving no freedom of religions to the faithful believers in order to go and be free to worship the Lord. That's where the first communion took place. Where God said to Moses in verse 3, God said to Moses, tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of the month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. Remember the emphasis on each household. Verse 6 says, take care of them until the 14 days of the month, when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at the twilight. Verse 7, then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of the front frame, door frames of the house where they eat the lambs. Go down verse 12. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgments to the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. Verse 13, the blood will be a sign for you on the house. The blood will be a sign of you on the houses where you are, and where I see the blood, I will pass over. No destructive plagues will touch you where I struck Egypt. My family, this morning, that's where the first institutions of the first communion in the land of Egypt. In the night where God said, I will deliver you, but first of all, you must bring your family together. A father and mother, your house. Let's have communion. Let's have a meal together. Call grandpa, aunt, come together. Because we're going to slaughter a lamb, a blameless, spotless lamb, represents the only Son of God. The type meets the antitypes when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary to give us a chance to allow the blood to paint it over each house of family of Israel. The question this morning, is your house being painted by the blood of Jesus Christ? Is your family being called in ready for supper? Have you made right with your neighbor? That is the context of where all the sanctuary ceremony, when the sanctuary institute was erect, when people of God journey to the promised lands. The structure of the sanctuary based on the first communion in the land of Egypt. The lamb has to be slain. The blood has to be drawn and painted over the doorposts. So when God come and visit its house to make sure whether your house is marked by the blood of Jesus Christ. The message of the communion this morning is a message. Is your life being ready for the Passover? It's a message for families that we need to erect the altar of God in each family. By breaking the bread, the word of God. By praying, so the mercy of God may come upon us. That is communion. And when Jesus Christ came, the type met the antitype, and he said, it is done. And in the book of Hebrew 9 verse 11 talks about Jesus Christ enter the heavenly sanctuary. Lots of debates whether there is a sanctuary in heaven. The Bible says there is a sanctuary in heaven. The sanctuary that is not man-made, The sanctuary that is not earthly creation, but God Himself create the sanctuary. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 talks about the heavens is created with things that never cross our mind, that our mind cannot conceive. That's what the heavenly sanctuary is made of. It's heavenly things, not earthly things. And Jesus entered into that sanctuary with His only blood. Let's look at it. Hebrew chapter 9. If I find my Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 9 verse 11. I would like to read it for us. When Christ came as high priest of good things that are already here, He went through the greater and most perfect tabernacle that is not man-made. That is to say, not part of these creations. He did not enter by means of blood of goats, calves, but He entered the most holy place only for once and for all by His own blood, having obtained eternal redemptions. The blood of goats and bulls and ashes of heifers sprinkled over those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them, so that all outwardly cleanse. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from act that lead us to death, so that we may serve the living God? That was communion is all about, is to celebrate that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, already crucified on the cross at Calvary. But now He's in heaven. Enter the heavenly sanctuary only once and for all in the blameless blood of Jesus Christ, in order for you and for me to have assurance. Jesus Christ is just about to step out of that heavenly sanctuary, come back to this world to put away sins forever and establish His kingdom. We are waiting for that moment of Him to step out of heavenly sanctuary and establish His eternal kingdom, only make available for the blood of Jesus Christ. And the questions and the request for us is, your family being painted, covered by the blood of the Lamb of God? If not, let this Sabbath a time to call upon Him, that God help us get my family together, get my life together. Let your blood anoint us individually. For Jesus Christ Himself is interceding in your behalf, in my behalf, in the heavenly sanctuary. That's what communion service is all about. To celebrate the salvations of humankind, make available only through the blood of Jesus Christ. Just before Jesus Christ take part of the communion, the last Passover feast with His disciples, He took the towel, wrapped around His waist. He knelt down before each disciple and washed their feet. He said unto them, if you want to be the first, you must become a servant. My friend, this morning, for us to take part of the body of Christ and the blood of our Savior, we must humble ourselves like Jesus Christ did. Make right with our friends. Make right with your family. Make right with your neighbor. Like Jesus Christ set the example for us. As we enter and wait upon to take part of the communion service, I give these special invitations for all of our family members to join a simple, humble ceremony of foot washing. as we enter and participate in that ceremony, it's part of our sermons to search our hearts. Prayerfully ask God, make me ready to accept the symbol, the emblems of salvation, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. By first, kneel down and humble ourselves. Make right with your neighbor. Make right with your friends. Make available only the weakness and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your hearts. I would like to our family this morning, there's a rooms available, prepared on the greater war room, prepared for men, those who would like to take part in the service of foot washing, symbolize that our hearts must be humble like Jesus Christ humbled himself. The kindergarten rooms are made available and prepared for the ladies. Please feel free to join in that wonderful. If you are visitors, feel free to take part. It's for every one of us. And also, the fellowship hall is made available for families, couples. They would like to share the moment together, prayerfully, humbly wash each other's feet. I would like to extend that invitation as we reverently move out to that. After that special humble service, we'll come back to the sanctuary so each and every one of us will have the opportunity to renew your covenant and my covenant with Jesus Christ by partake of his body and his blood, the symbol of the blood on the cross of Calvary. May God be with us as we slowly, reverently disperse to the foot washing services this morning. One announcement, the children will move up in the front, and my wife will read them a story as they stay here while we take part in that wonderful ceremony of foot washings. May God bless us.